this week's parsha. It's not really this week's parsha, but it's the parsha of. So then we need to. Oh, you got it? Oh, thank you. Oh, you're amazing.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let me see how I'm going to do this because there's a lot to talk about.
Wow, go to Twitter.
There's a lot to talk about, and we didn't even sing anything. But let's talk about life.
Look at the camera. Wow.
Dave looks so happy.
Heating systems. Most heating systems use a furnace to heat the air and a ductwork system to disperse.
What's going on? Okay, here we go. Okay, Hashem should help that I'm able to give over properly. Because this is Yiddishkeit. This is very powerful to know what Judaism is about. I'm going to start off with the Gemara. I'll just do quickly. It's a very important Gemara. The Gemara, it's on Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis in Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer ben Arach once came to the region. Ikla. He came to a place and he was attracted to the worldly delights. Imshech Basrayu. And he was, there was wine and soothing waters. As Rashi says, it was, we're talking about Rabbi Lezer ben Arach, one of the Tanoim, from the greatest Tanoim, Lezer ben Arach. And he was attracted to the worldly desires. And he akir Talmudei, all of his Torah knowledge became erased. He forgot everything. Ki hadar, when he came back, asa kam lemikre besifra, he came to read a pasuk in Chumash. And what was the pasuk in Chumash? This week's parsha is Shabbos, Parshas HaChodesh. And what did he read? He wanted to read HaChodesh Hazel Lachem. He wanted to read this month belongs to you, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, which we're going to talk about. This month, the month of Nisan, right, that we start off the year. It's literally Rosh Hashanah. The month of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is literally stronger. The Arizal says, you mind passing that tissue, please? It says it's stronger in a certain way, where it's different, it's the Rosh Hashanah for the neshama. And instead of reading HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, he read Asakam Amar HaChiresh Haya Libam. Instead of saying the words, this month is new, to renew myself, renewal, being able to renew yourself. And renewal happens every day. Motivation doesn't last. Neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Renewing oneself doesn't last. That's why you say, Moidani lefanecha melechai v'kayam shechzar tibi nishmasi. V'chemla rabim unasecha. You wake up every morning and you have a new chance. Right? Rav Nachman, I think, says a person can start over hundreds of times, thousands of times. In one day, start new, you start fresh. We go after the what? The moon. The Goyim go after what?
The sun.
Why? Because what does the sun say? The sun says, I want this day never to end. I don't want to start a new day. Because what happens if I start a new day? What happens in order for me to start a new day? What do I have to go through? Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker. You have nighttime and daytime. I don't want to go through nighttime. I want it to always be daytime. I always want to have clarity. But a yid knows that vayihi erev, vayihi boker. You're going to have times when things are going well. You're going to have times when things are not going well. You're going to have times when it's dark. And you're going to have times when it's light. And the very point of darkness is for what? Is to bring light. That's the whole point of darkness. The whole point, there's no nation It has more darkness, probably, than the Jewish people. Pogroms, the Holocaust, Mitzrayim, keep go, whatever it is. Millions. They're constantly wanting to kill us, darkness. There's no other nation that is the light unto the world like the Jewish people. They go hand in hand. Because the only way you can have light is when you go through darkness. And the power of a Jew, what's the power of a Jew? The power of a Yid is the Levana, is the moon. And what does the moon do? The moon goes back and forth. Sometimes it's full, sometimes it's a sliver. It's constantly changing. So what happened? Well, Elazar ben Aruch, instead of reading the words in the Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, which means what? This ability to be machadish yourself belongs to you. The Jewish people, and when was that said? When was that told to the Jewish people? Anybody know when it was told? It's the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. When? In Mitzrayim. They said, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. What did Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch read? He read, Cheresh Hayolibam. Their heart was deaf. Bo Rachman Rachmi Aleh. The Chachamim had asked Hashem to have mercy upon him. V'hadar Talmudei, and his Torah returned to him. It returned to him. What's the pshat? Gesundheit. What's the pshat? The pshat's like this. What's Cheresh Hayolibam? Cheresh Hayolibam is, Cheresh Hayolibam means my heart can't hear anymore. I can't hear anymore.
Hold on.
I have too much. You can't just mute everybody. I know, automatic mute everybody. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, that's funny, mute. We're talking about Cheresh Hayolibam like this. This is the pshat. Here's the pshat. This is the pshat. The pshat's like this. Your heart is a lev shomea. It means I can hear. I say this a lot. People who have trouble in relationships, and people, the same people who might have trouble with living their life to what they want to live their life. I want to wake up tomorrow morning, as I've said many times, what I like about, it's not army, I don't know why it's not army clock. What I like about army time is what is that really supposed to say, army time? 1800 could start at zero. When you see the clock go 0000, that means that your day is beginning. Why can't I live the day that I want to live? Why can't I wake up when I want to wake up? Why can't I create the relationships that I want to create? Why do I have trouble going ahead and living the life that I want to live? You know why? One of the reasons is because Cheresh Hayolibam. Because my heart is deaf. It means Yashan. It means, yeah, Groundhog Day. I don't know if you ever... I don't like to talk about movies, right? Groundhog Day. Nachamal, the same day, the wheel is spinning and the hamster is dead. What does that mean? You know what that means? It just means same day, same thing, same relationship. I know what my mother's going to say. I know what my father's going to say. Wait till you get married. It's going to be the same exact thing. I know what my wife's going to say. You don't think you're going to know what your wife's going to say 5 years in? 5 years married, 5 months in, you know what your wife's going to say already. Why do people struggle in marriage? Because they roll their eyes. I know what she's going to say. I know what my kid's going to say. I know what my father's going to say. That's Cheresh Hayolibam. Matam, yeah, exactly. Cheresh Hayolibam. Cheresh Hayolibam means that I'm not listening anymore. I'm not listening to the fact that it's a new day. I'm not listening to the fact that there's newness in the world, that there's freshness. The tzaddikim, and I read, listen to this. The tzaddikim, we spoke a little bit about this yesterday. The tzaddikim are Inyan hisyashnus ba machmash adam margil atzmai lemakoymai. Adam shemargish atzmai tamid keger, ena margish hisyashnus viragilus. Part of the challenge of uncomfortability is that I'm uncomfortable. Part of the greatness of uncomfortability is now I have a new opportunity. Now I have a new way of looking at things. When I have a challenge, when someone has a nisayan, when someone has a challenge and they're able to have a new perspective, when a person's able to say, I want to live tomorrow, I want to create, we made this up, I think Simcha Rabbah, we made this up in the Moshav Shul. I remember saying, it's not about having a great day. Create a great day. Create the day that you want to have. Live that life that you want to have. That's HaChodesh HaZelachem. HaChodesh HaZelachem means you have the power to renew yourself. The only thing stopping you is your past. The only thing stopping you is that, I've been there. I know what's going to be. I open a Gemara, right? What is trauma? What does the trauma mean? I've had this experience. I've had this experience with Shabbos. Really? You had the Shabbos before? How could that be? One of the tzaddikim, I think one of the Karliners will ask Reb Shia. I think they said one of the Karliners, I think it was from one of the Karliners, that they said over, that he says, show me something unique and special in this world. So he says, I'll show you. Here, you want to see something unique and special? Here's an apple. He says, it's a regular apple. He says, you see this apple? This apple never, ever, ever existed ever. And it will never, ever, ever exist anymore, ever again. This moment, this shiur, this stage in your life will never, ever, ever, ever exist ever again. The tzaddikim and a yid is able to tap into that freshness, able to tap into the freshness, the excitement. You know what's so funny? Let me ask you guys a question. And Reb Lazer ben Aruch had this. The gashmius of the ability of to have everything that a person wants to be comfortable, that makes a person more lazy. That doesn't make a person more fresh. That doesn't make a person more excited. What makes a person more excited is when they're uncomfortable. And when you're uncomfortable, what happens? You have to say, okay, I got to reach in within myself, and I got to figure out how I can go ahead and I can make the changes that I can make and what's going on with this relationship. I'm not accepting that this is the relationship that I have to Gemara. I'm not accepting that this is the relationship that I have with Hashem. I'm not accepting that this is the relationship that I have with myself. I'm not accepting the fact that just because this happened yesterday, I don't want this to happen again tomorrow. Because I want to create something new. That's a chodesh hazelachem. The question, comments on that. Yeah. Nice. Lasim lev. Right. Because what are you doing? You're paying attention. You're waking yourself up. You're waking yourself up. The irony is, a person has on his... Let me ask you guys a question. You're looking at the news. What does news mean? It's Malashin what?
New.
What?
New.
New. Yeah, how news? How new is your news? It's old.
It's old.
It's old. Your scroll. The more you see, here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. Yeah, yeah. That's called the lack of renewal. The excitement of a Yid, the excitement of a Jew, the excitement of Shabbos, is that this Shabbos, it's brought down, listen to this. The Beis Yisrael says that this is the last Shabbos. Let's get into a little bit understanding the way the world, our world works. Adar is the last month before Nisan, just like Elul is the last month before Tishrei. So in a certain way, something happened. In a certain way, do I wait?
No. See us.
Recording in progress.
We're back. Listen to this. Shabbos is about Kabbalas Ol Malchu Shamayim. Shabbos is about recognizing that Hashem runs the world. That's what Shabbos is about. During the week, a person is busy with his physical needs. on Shabbos, a person recognizes that the world, Vayechulu Hashamayim Va'aretz V'chol Tzvam, a person realizes what this planet Earth is about. Like we said yesterday, Shalom, we were talking about this before, that a person is able to live in this world, Olamecha Tire B'chayecha, which means I can live on this world and be connected to Ruchnius. A person can go ahead, and that's what Shabbos really is. Shabbos, what's the Avodah of Shabbos? The Avodah of Shabbos is to do what? What are you supposed to do in Shabbos?
Rest.
You're supposed to rest.
Balance.
What else?
Eat.
What else?
Make
lechayims. It's true. You're supposed to sleep.
Herring.
You're supposed to enjoy. Why am I enjoying on Shabbos? Right? It should be, right? What's the way it should be? It should be like this. During the week, you make lechayims. During the week, you sleep. During the week, you that. And on Shabbos, it's supposed to be what? Hashem, 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 Hashem. That's not what we do on Shabbos. On Shabbos, what do? During the week, I'm working and I'm working. And on Shabbos, I'm resting. I'm enjoying. It's physical. Why? What's the point? Because the point is Hashem is teaching me, what do I want from you in this world? You know what my purpose of a Jew in this world is? The purpose of a Jew in this world is to take that which is physical and make it into spiritual. To take herring and to say to the person next to you, L'chaim, L'chaim, L'chaim Yidden, to enjoy, to be able to enjoy. Do you think the guy who's on his phone all day, do you think the guy who's fighting, Gesundheit, who's fighting with his family, do you think the guy who is scrolling on the news and he's waiting for everything, he's waiting, is that guy somebody who's connected to life? He's not connected to life. He's not connected to life. He's not connected to the news. You know what the news is? The news is that I'm young and I'm fresh and I'm 18 years old and I'm 20 years old and I'm 25 years old and I'm 30 years old, I'm 50 years old. If Rabbi Lazarus was here, you could be however old you are. You could be however old you are, but inside, you can go ahead and be fresh. Today is a new day. Tonight is a new Marav. This Marav, just like that apple, never will exist, never, ever, ever will exist it or ever will exist. So too, that's how a person looks at this world. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is take this world and enjoy this world. How do you enjoy this world? When you bring Hashem into that world that you're enjoying. When you bring Hashem, when you bring newness, HaMachadesh B'chol Yom Tamin Ma'aseh Bereishis, when a person brings Hashem, the tzaddikim, listen to what the tzaddik says. He says, a person, Yesh Bo Yakoich Mikol HaShabbosis Mishana Sha'avra Shemes Asim B'Shabbos Achron L'Gemar HaShana. This Shabbos is the last Shabbos of the year. How is this the last Shabbos of the year? Because Nisan is the beginning of the year. Nisan, right, when you count the 12 months, it's Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Nisan is the first month. So this is the last Shabbos of the year. And the Sfasema says that Adar before Rosh Hashanah Limlachem is like Elul before Rosh Hashanah. Vazman Lashuv B'tshuva Me'ava. It's to do tshuva me'ava. You know what tshuva me'ava is? Tshuva me'ava is, what's for supper tonight?
Schnitzel store.
Know what tshuva me'ava is? Tshuva me'ava is load up, what do people like to put in the pita in the schnitzel store?
Amba.
Load up the amba, Usher. Load up the amba. Load up the schnitzel. Load up the for real. Load it up. But you know what you do? Know what you do? You wash your hands, Trina as well. What else? Put some pickle, extra schnitzel.
Thank you, Binyamin.
Load it up. Oh, yeah. You load it up. Ready? You guys want to know what tshuva, this is tshuva me'ava. Load it up. But you know what? Wash your hands before. Get yourself a little bit ready. Al netilas yadayim. Slow down. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, right? Hamotzi Lechem, make a good Hamotzi, say thank you, Hashem, that I could eat, that I could chew, that I could swallow, that I could taste amba. That's tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava is, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. And you know what? I want to tell you something. That schnitz, you know what happens? When a person has the same thing over and over, right? You guys, bubbas. Here, let's talk bubbas. You guys want to talk bubbas? Let's talk bubbas, right?
Wow.
So let me ask you. Yeah. Bubbas. You want to talk bubbas? Let's talk bubbas a little bit. You have some lamb chullin. You have some good Thursday night chullin. If you have the same chullin every time, you don't enjoy it. What are you going to do? Your wife's going to serve you dinner. What are you going to say? This is the same dinner we had last week. You'd say that? I'm not going to say that. It's a fresh dinner. Freshness. Excitement. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is that a Jew says, I can, no matter how many averus I've done. He says, a person can say, Shetiknu b'tfilu loymer ba'ava b'shabbos yoyser miyatev. Because Shabbos teaches a Jew how to live during the week. How do you live during the week? You live during the week with Shabbos, with Hashem. You live during the week. I guarantee you, everybody here, you bring Hashem into your life, your gashmius gets better. The people who don't have, what's the first thing? I don't know the 12 steps so well. Anyone who knows the 12 steps, what's the first thing or the second thing, the 12 addicts? What you talk to any addict. One of the things that addicts start talking about is God. What are you talking about, God? What's the first step?
No, the first step is recognizing you're an addict.
Is it? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's the first one.
Someone chat GPT the first step. The first few steps. Anybody here know?
There's a question.
Someone has a question?
Believe in a higher power.
Believe in a higher power.
That's the first one?
Is that the first one?
That's the third.
No, what is it? Which one?
Ruviniano knows.
Okay. We're powerless, and what's number two? Oh, there you go. So the first thing is, Yehuda, like you said, the first thing is you realize that you're an addict. The first thing is you realize I don't have a good relationship with my mother. The first thing you realize is I don't have the relationship. Yehuda. Give me, you gotta go around. The first thing, we gotta, whoa. What just happened? The first thing. Why can't you just mute at all?
It's like a voice from God.
Okay, one second. We'll wait for the questions. One second. The first thing. What was I talking about? I just got
the Zoom.
Oh, addicts. So the first thing is, yes, you realize I want to have a better relationship with Hashem. I want to have a better relationship with Gemara. I want to have a better relationship with Chumash. I want to have a better relationship with Shabbos. I want to have a better relationship with my siblings. I want to have a better relationship. No, how come no one's doing the thing? I'm doing all of that.
Because Baruch Hashem, we're not doing it.
Baruch Hashem. I want to have a better relationship with Avremel. I want to get closer. There you go. I want to get closer to Baruch. I want to get closer to Baruch. I want to get closer to Usher. To Shalom. To Josh. To everyone.
Yeah.
And like this, not that I'm not close. You want to get closer. Not that I'm not close to the Torah. I want to get closer. Not that I'm not close, to quote Johnny. So Johnny says, you got to be closer. I want to be closer with my mother, with my father, with my siblings, with Shabbos. I want to be closer to myself. So the first step is what, Josh? That's the second one. Oh, that's the first one. The second one is there's a higher power. So why does the addict, Mayor, why does the addict need a higher power? You know why he needs a higher power? Because when you're sunken into this world and you don't know what Shabbos is, people think Shabbos is all about restrictions. People think Shabbos is all about what I can't do. People think that Yiddishkeit is all about what I can't do. So therefore, what do they say? They say, oh, I want to do everything to rebel against what I wish. Oh, wow, it's already 17. I realize it's so late.
6:30.
No, we got to wrap up. So people think my answer to my problem is the Gashmias. That's not your answer to your problem. You have Gashmias. Shabbos teaches, that's not the answer. The schnitzel sandwich, Usher, I'm telling you, I'm giving you a humble blessing. You're going to have such, you're going to love, the amba is going to drip. I hope it doesn't go in your shirt. I also like amba. But you're going to enjoy, he's sitting here wearing his tefillin. This is what it is. You know what it is? Know what you do? Wrapping your tefillin. The tefillin is wrapped, is holding you. It's a hug. It's taking the gashmias. It's taking the schnitzel. It's taking the physical. Taking the physical and bringing Hashem into the physical. Oh, you're stressed about, people are stressed about their flights. Of course you're stressed about your flights. It's a very normal thing to be stressed. I'm here, I'm there, I'm leaving, I'm in America, where am I holding? What am I doing? Wherever I am, I got my food, I got my bubbas, I got this. You bring Hashem in, and suddenly you have Shabbos. Suddenly you have a chodesh hazelachem. You have a new, fresh piece of kugel. Oh, you think it's the same piece of kugel? You think this is the same? Let me ask you guys a question, and then we'll wrap up. What do I get so excited? I give the shir. I've been Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, right? I give shir. Give shir. Another day, another thing, another Torah, another pshat. You know what the pshat is? The pshat is that when you try to tap in, I try. It's exciting every time. You think you want to get married, and after 5 years, after 10 years, you say, "Oh, look, I want to get another wife." 10 years is a long time, right? It's a long time. 20 years. No, you fall more in love because of that. You fall more in love. You fall back in love. When your relationship with Hashem, your relationship with Yiddishkeit, it's not Yiddishkeit, it's not, oh gosh, here we go again. It's another Shabbos. It's exciting. It's another, all right, let me ask you. When you get excited, another schnitzel sandwich. No, I'm going to put more. Now I'm going to get it right. The Hischachas. Hachoydish hazelachem is that we have the power. And you guys are young. You're young. Each and every one of us, we're young. Think of that area in life that you've given up on yourself about already. Think of that relationship that you've given up on. That's called Cheresh Hayalibam. Like Shlomo was saying, Sim Lev, pay attention, focus. What relationship do you want to change? What relationship do you want to get better? How do you want to change, grow, be mechazik yourself? Yes. So what I think a person can do to try and two things. I would go, that's a good question. Number one is Shabbos. Try and tap into Shabbos. Number two, try and tap into Torah. Tap into Torah.
Can you elaborate on that second one?
So Shabbos, you got? So try Shabbos then. If you like that, that's why I gave two examples. So relationships, tap into Shabbos and tap into Torah. Torah can help you with your relationships also.
I could have a healthy relationship with Torah, not a healthy relationship.
No. Your relationship with Torah. Tap into your relationship with Torah. Shabbos is, yeah. Tap into your relationship with Torah. And that means, what is my relationship with Torah? What am I learning? What do I like to learn? Shabbos. Tap into Shabbos. What do you want your Shabbos table to look like? That's a relationship.
Purple tablecloth.
Okay, beautiful.
So
great. Right? Think about Shabbos. Shabbos is a relationship with your wife, with your family. Your family. Torah.
What?
Connect yourself. You connect yourself to Torah, and you find yourself in Torah. You'll find Hashem. You bring Hashem into your life. That's why I was saying that's the second thing for the addict. Is I believe in a higher power, and you bring that higher power into your life. What happens is a person, when he goes through trauma and he goes through difficult times, what happens is he just looks at himself and he says, oh, been there, done that,
Been there, done that. I know what this rabbi is going to say. I know what this Gemara is going to say. I know what this Chumash is going to say. I know what the Musar is going to say. I know what the Chassidus is going to say. And that's not true. That's not true. That's Cheresh Hayalibam. Let's do a halacha.
Rabbi.
Yes. Yes. The message of this Shabbos. This Shabbos, the message of Achodesh as Elechem is you can get out of Mitzrayim. You can get out of your Meitzar. You can get out of whatever you feel you've been locked. How long, guys, you know how long the Gzeira in Mitzrayim went of them killing the children? You know how long? Give a guess. How many years that went on? The Medrash says.
6, 7 years.
How many?
6, 7 years.
No.
15.
How many? No. What?
40 years.
More.
54.
More.
Somari.
Somari. 80, I think 83 years to get out of Mitzrayim. You're already stuck in your own Meitzar. You're stuck in your relationship. You're stuck in something. This Shabbos, this next week, is the power that you can get out of anything. You can get out of anything. You could build anything. That's what a Jew is. We start with the night and go to the day. We create a new day. That's what a Yid does. We're pushed down and we get back up. We're pushed down. Shevel Yipol Tzadik will come. Okay, let's do a quick halacha. Hilchos Lashon Hara.
Aleph Nisan, the Rav Nachman's birthday.
Oh, yeah? Okay, next week, Yemir Tzashem. But this week, this Shabbos, is a Chodesh HaZelechem. Chodesh HaZelechem, revealing that someone does not excel in a certain area. To mention that someone performs a task poorly is Lashon Hara. Even though many people, including yourself, do not excel in this area. Did you hear the song he sang? It was so off tune. Did you read the article he wrote? It wasn't written well. Why do these statements fall into the category of Lashon Hara? Isn't it socially acceptable that most people do not excel in every area? The answer is the above statements are Lashon Hara because the person being spoken about would feel shame if he knew others were talking about him in such a manner.
Great time.
It's good.
Recording in progress.
Perfect timing. Light up tomorrow, everyone, with today. Have an incredible Shabbos. And let's dive into Hashem that our hearts are not deaf, but rather we feel the newness and the freshness of life. Light up tomorrow with today.